Und jetzt ist es soweit. Es ist die Band hier bei uns im Studio, wo wir schon Angst hatten, dass sie heute gar nicht mehr kommen. We were really afraid that you wouldn't make it, because yesterday we got a rain check from a band already and now you called. Our plane is not leaving. What the heck is going on? We're like, oh no.
Yeah.
But what the heck did you do to get here?
It was luck, actually.
Yeah.
It was luck. Pure luck.
A lightning struck the plane, but
okay,
came.
All right. So welcome in the studio. Welcome to the studio here. Okay. Lola Marsh here for the second time. Nice to have you back.
You.
And we have to talk about the last few weeks, last few months. I don't even know when it exactly was when you were here the last time. Do you remember?
Last summer, I think.
July.
Yeah.
It was July? Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn it was October or something like this. No. I remember July. We were all wearing turtleneck sweaters, but it could have been June,
really?
July, yeah.
Maybe.
That was our summer.
I don't have a turtleneck.
Okay, so welcome back. You're back in Berlin because you're playing a gig tomorrow at the Baumhaus Bar.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and of course, a certain event is making this Baumhaus Bar very special, which is the release of your EP.
First Yay. EP.
Finally,
first
worldwide release yes. of Your Mind, and we're very happy to finally hold this thing in our hands. It's taken a while, but now this is it. So congratulations
Thank
for this.
You.
Also sie sind jetzt in Berlin zum zweiten Mal, weil es also jetzt den Release ihrer EP Your Mind gibt. Das Ding ist, glaube ich, jetzt am Freitag letzte Woche rausgekommen und insofern muss es auch gefeiert werden, morgen mit einem Gig in der Baumhaus Bar. Und sie waren im letzten Sommer schon hier bei uns im Juli, hatten da schon die ersten Songs vorgestellt und jetzt gibt's also endlich die EP. So what happened over those past few months? You've been touring around all Europe, I read. Just came back from France, basically.
Yeah. We were in Paris. We had a show there and all kinds of television and radio. And
did they treat you nicely, the French?
Yeah, they're great.
All the European are great.
All of them?
All people are great.
Yes.
Exactly. And the EP released and we are excited. We have something, to give our friends
here,
to pass
it. Yeah. So that was basically like a huge promoting tour that you've done over the last few months, or was there also anything else involved?
We just had concerts around and then, played the songs of the EP.
And we're going to be here again.
Yeah.
April.
What?
What? I can't believe it.
Again?
Yes, again. In April, we're going to support...
You'll tell the name.
Wonderful band, but it's hard for us to pronounce it, so...
I have the task of saying the name. Annen Mai Kantereit.
So woo!
Now it's your turn. Now you heard that name at least three times now. That's your turn now. It's okay, I'm going to say it again. Okay. Annen Mai Kantereit.
Annen Mai Kantereit.
Yeah.
Ooh,
wow,
nice. That's 100% correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so I told you before that you can be lucky, especially the guys can be lucky, because Anne and my Kantereit have a huge female fan base.
Right?
That's, probably not necessarily for you.
No, maybe not.
Plus,
girlfriends.
But, girlfriends, okay. But yeah, it's a band that's been hyped pretty much over the last few weeks, few months here, and I know that they have a huge girl fan base.
Yeah.
Very cool singer, very cool, very nice band as well, so you're probably having... So you're doing a whole thing only here in Berlin, or is it like a Germany thing that you do the tour with them?
Germany
tour,
I'm mm-hmm. not sure what cities, but Berlin and...
Do you remember the names
Dortmund,
of...
Dortmund.
And,
Okay, but there are a couple of days.
It's not
only a Berlin date. Okay.
No, like something like four or five days.
We have it on our Facebook page.
Okay, all right. Good. So but you better get along with the guys then.
Oh, yeah.
Course,
it's not
true.
Only one date.
I'm sure it will be great.
Yeah. Yes. So I read also on your I don't know what it was, Facebook or Twitter page, that you've been on tour, not on tour, but you've been on stage with Conor O'Brien, for instance, by the Villagers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Wow, yo.
It was in a really cool festival in Austria, right?
Yes.
Called Bluebird Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And we played, and then he played after us. And after, actually, we discovered that we are in the same hotel.
Oh.
So later on, at evening time, we sat with him and drank and played like old songs, old Irish songs and old Israeli songs until like 3 a.m. or
actually
something.
It was very magical moment, really
beautiful.
He's a terrific guy.
See, and I didn't even know that you had this little episode. I was just reading, oh, with the villagers, who I really adore. I really think they're amazing, he has an amazing voice absolutely, and when he plays live, it's just like you fall over because it's like, this can't possibly be life. Exactly. This man is unreal.
It sounds like an album.
It's absolutely true. No, fantastic. But back to you guys, because we're talking about you and we're happy that you're back here. We're talking about before. No, let me translate first.
Okay.
Also, wir haben gerade gesagt, Sie haben jetzt natürlich in den letzten Monaten ihre neuen Songs promotet, waren in ganz Europa unterwegs, hatten auch schöne Erlebnisse, fanden die Europäer, haben sie alle nett behandelt und insofern war das auch sehr, sehr erfolgreich, jetzt gerade aus Frankreich wiedergekommen und haben auch vor ein paar Tagen, vor ein paar Wochen zusammen in, where was it again, with the villagers in Austria?
In Austria. Ja,
Blueberry Festival.
Genau, bei einem Festival bei Wien, also zusammen mit den Villagers auf der Bühne gestanden und dann sogar in der Hotelbar noch, wahrscheinlich, oder irgendwo im Hotel mit Conor O'Brien, dem Sänger von den Villagers, alte Songs gespielt, irische Songs, israelische Songs gespielt und einen sehr, sehr schönen Abend gehabt. So, you've also prepared, of course, a track today to play basically in preparation for tomorrow, for your gig tomorrow. Is that a secret gig, by the way? No, it's not a secret gig.
It's not anymore.
Okay, so what are you going to play now?
You're Mine in the acoustic version.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Would you like to have another microphone? Would you like to have mine? Or are you fine with the two of them? Yeah, you're good?
Two mics.
All right,
okay.
Cool. So.
Okay.
Sunday morning, I wake up. You're beside me, breathing so loud. The wall is empty and so flat. The world around me is too large. Oh. And I know that I'm slow in the morning. I fall into a hole without an end until suddenly I look at you and all the mirrors vanish from my mind. Beside me, breathing so loud.
Auf Glück zu dem mit Your Mind ist also der Titeltrack der EP, die jetzt seit Freitag raus ist. Und ich nehme mal an, dass auch am Debütalbum schon gearbeitet wird. I'm assuming that there is of course hard working on the debut album.
Yes, yes. We're sure it will be great.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We hope people will like. Yeah.
So, but do you have like a deadline for yourself? Like, do you say, okay, we should have a full album by the end of the year, beginning of next year, or something like this?
In the fall?
Yeah, it's supposed to be released
in the fall. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hope so.
Well, you know, last time you were here, I went and saw your gig, actually. I think it was at Magnet or Comet.
Comet Club.
Yeah. So I was so surprised because I got in and there was hardly any room to breathe. I was sure that it would get full, but it was packed. It was completely packed. Yeah. And of course, so much Hebrew around me. All the Israeli expats from Berlin. Yes, there were a lot of Israelis in the room. But of course, also people from Berlin or who pretend that they are from Berlin. But they're actually just Germans moved to Berlin at some point. But it was a pretty amazing gig, I have to say.
It was a fun concert.
Yeah, it was a very magical concert, I have to say.
Thank you very much. Great work on stage
as well, Yael. So great voice.
Thanks.
Let's hope you can repeat it tomorrow, huh?
Wow. Yeah. Are you coming to the secret gig?
Well, tomorrow. Let me see. What is? No, of course. If I get a ticket and it's not sold out.
Yeah.
And also the other thing I wanted to ask you is last time you were here, we were talking about the possibility of you guys moving to Europe, so in order to be able to promote your music a little bit better, because the distances are just shorter than having to fly from Israel to Europe or wherever. Is that still kind of out of the agenda, or has it gotten...
It's an option.
It was still an option in the past too, I think. Yeah. Why not? I mean,
But no serious talk about...
Not yet.
It's just...
No, not yet. I'm not looking for an apartment. Yes.
But if you hear about something,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you would also not want to move to Berlin in January or in February. Yeah. It's just not the best time.
Yeah. Summertime. Yeah. Summertime is the best time to leave Israel.
Okay. So, all right. So we have the debut album planned out for the end of the year, something like this. We have a couple of gigs. Are you playing festivals this summer as well?
Yeah, a lot of festivals. I'm not sure.
We will write it on our Facebook page.
Facebook.
Yeah, sorry.
And actually, we released a video clip two weeks ago, I think. Mm-hmm, something mm-hmm. like
for
that.
Your Mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And watch it.
Check it out.
Okay, also bis zum Herbst soll das Debütalbum dann fertig sein. Und es gibt natürlich auch noch ein paar Touren. Wie gesagt, mit Annenmay Kantereit kann man Lola Marsch dann auch in Berlin zum Beispiel nochmal sehen oder auch in anderen Städten Deutschlands. Und dann eventuell das eine oder andere Festival kann man alles auf Facebook nachlesen. Und dann sind wir gespannt. Wir freuen uns auf alle Fälle morgen auf den Gig im Baumhaus, beziehungsweise in der Baumhaus Bar. And we're gonna give away some tickets now for that gig for tomorrow. Wenn ihr dabei sein wollt, 030-2000-9000. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. And maybe next time you come with a completely new debut album.
Wow.
Let's see.
Wow.
All right, guys. Have fun tomorrow and see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.